you didn't work in the OTAs. Now you got a couple practices underneath you. How's the shoulder feel?
It feels pretty good. You know, I can feel it a little bit, but, you know, that's normal. You know, so it's feeling good, working back into it.
You know, a lot of people are looking at what you did over 12 games last year and trying to project what you'll do this year. You tell us, how do you feel? What are your sights set for this year?
You know, I'm not going to, you know, project how I'm going to play over the entire season. You know, I'm going to just take it one day at a time. And so I'm looking forward to tomorrow's practice and today's film to, you know, get ready for tomorrow's practice and have the best practice I can have.
Do you have to have that kind of micro focus to make it through camp, to be able to look just day to day, practice to practice?
I think so. And I think if you try and look too far ahead, you end up missing opportunities to get better. And you know, so that's obviously not something I want to do.
Well, if you won't look ahead, how about looking back? As you look back at your tape last year, what are three or four things, or one or two things, that you think that you want to improve on during camp this year?
You know, this year I'm focusing on my pass set. I want to, you know, feel real comfortable with it and you know, focus on, you know, the speed rushers. I think that gave me some issues, and I think I can fix that to, you know, be a better tackle.
I asked Luke and Beatles and Brew. They all had the same response. How do you develop chemistry amongst so many new guys on the offensive line?
Well, I think we're doing it, you know, with practice, you know, in meetings, and, you know, we're all friends. We all hang out together. So, you know, just being together, I think.
That's the same response that they gave me, too. You're on par. Just one final thought. It's only 2 days in now. It's obviously hot. It's humid. How do you guys, the big guys in particular, keep yourself fresh from practice to practice? What things do you have to do after practice to be ready to go tomorrow?
A lot of hydration. You know, it starts right now, and then tomorrow morning again, there's a lot of hydration that goes on. You know, some guys like the cold tubs. There's different things we can do with that, but just keeping the body loose. But, you know, with the heat in Jacksonville, a lot of it comes down to hydration.
And if you're going up against Red Bryant every day in practice, you better be hydrated, right?
Oh, that's right.